Welcome to the Intuitive Therapist Podcast with Janice R. Cohen, therapist, clairvoyant, empath, and medium. Listen in as she takes a no-nonsense deep dive into real human struggles and how to resolve them. Janice will share channeled information from her spirit guide team, as well as the angels and archangels, to help you master your emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual destiny. And now, Janice R. Cohen.
Hey y'all, this is Janice Cohen, the Intuitive Therapist here on the Intuitive Therapist Podcast. Before I get started today, I wanted to remind all you women in midlife out there who want to reignite your passion, your purpose, and your personal power after age 50 to go ahead and register, put your email and name in for my mailing list. You can do that on my website at www.janicercohen.com. You'll see a pop-up, and that's where you get a free report called Overcoming the Fear of Being Judged. That's just one way that you will be put on my mailing list. I'm getting everything together for this free training called Midlife Mentality Makeover, and so far it's coming together beautifully. So I don't want you to miss it. I will be advertising as well on Facebook and on my Instagram and on the private group that I have on Facebook called The Intuitive Therapist. So if you haven't joined there, please do The Intuitive Therapist on Facebook. But I'm really, really excited about this. It's going to be coming in May. So go ahead and get your name and email on that list, and you'll be first to be notified when the doors open and the training starts. So today, I was asking Spirit, what is the message for the community? And what came through was helping y'all understand how to speed up the timeline of crappy feelings. And so everyone, you have unwanted feelings. It's just part of being human. But not everyone knows how to speed up the timeline to clear them so that they stop feeling them, right? Today, I want to talk about this process. It's a short 8-step process. I know 8 steps sounds like a lot, but it's really not when you hear it. And this process has been nothing short of magical for me in my life to help me stop sitting in the crap hole of feelings that come upon me and so that I can move forward. And this is going to be short and sweet, so please listen up. And you may have to go back to where the steps start just to make sure you have them all. I would suggest that. But I'm going to go through them slowly enough that you can at least write them down as you listen the first time. So you're going to experience things in life that cause you to feel deep grief, deep doubt, deep resentment, and deep anxiety. And your job is to find your way out of those feelings. Your job is not to sit in the middle of those feelings and do nothing and just feel them as if you have no power. And I had to learn this the hard way. I spent many, many years, decades, just feeling the feels without a plan or a strategy about how to recognize them. I can honor that I feel them, but how to move through them and use them. And it wasn't until I made one single decision that changed the trajectory of my life as I moved through the tough moments of my life. So, the energy of this month of April, just for the 8 days that we've been experiencing April, have been really serious. They've been intense and challenging and exciting and then exhausting, and they've been up and down and up and down and up and down. And this is a month of great activity. I'm just going to identify just a few astrological events as we enter the April month and the month of Aries. We have Mercury in retrograde that began April 1st, and it goes on almost the entire month through April 25th. We have a full moon solar eclipse happening on the 8th, the day that you're listening to this, and we have had X-class solar flares, which will muck up any kind of energy that you have and puts you right to sleep. And that's just some of the planetary activities that are hitting us all this month. And that said, emotions can be all over the place and heightened, especially during these astrological events that happen. And there are many more astrological events that happen throughout each day of April, but I am not going to go over those just now. So on top of that, some of you might be going through some tower moments where challenging events happen and you feel like you're left with feelings, the feelings only, right? And I'm here to tell you that that's not the truth. You want to self-indulge in bad feelings? Well, that's your choice. We all have choice. But if you want to move through them and speed up the timeline of feeling them so you can move through them more quickly, then I want you to follow this protocol and you'll achieve it. Step one, identify the trigger. Most of us know what triggers us to feel a certain way. So identify the event that's happened and identify it factually. For example, I lost my job. I filed for divorce. Someone betrayed me. Whatever the event is, label it and put it on a piece of paper. Step two, identify the feelings and thoughts that come with that event. Write all of them down. Go into as much detail as possible, including the label you give yourself because of what happened. Like, I'm a loser. I can't win for losing. I'm a failure. I must be not good enough, okay? And the beliefs that you have, right? I'm scared that I'll never get another job. Money is just going out and not coming in. All of those things, write all that down. Step three, decide that you don't want to keep feeling that way about what happened. When you declare this to the universe and you mean it, it will bring you the clarity you need to understand it, because that's your job. To understand why the feeling has shown up. Step four, decide what feelings you do want to have about the event. How would you want to think about it? Would you want to be able to look back at it or look at it now and go, well, I kind of really don't feel anything, or I don't feel so badly about that, or I feel hopeful, right? Step five, spend time in self-reflection and be curious about the purpose of the event in your personal growth. I want you to be on the lookout for the insight, and I want you to keep your focus flexibly here. If you want to stop feeling unwanted feelings, then you must choose to stop feeling them. Feeling only serves a purpose when we use those feelings for their intended purpose. And their intended purpose is for us to become aware of them, learn about them, use them, and grow from them. Become a better version of who you are because of those feelings and that event. That's why things happen in your life, because you're supposed to use them to grow. Step six, take guided action. Once you've chosen to get out of victim mode and give yourself grace to get out of that mode, right? But once you've chosen to get out of it, only then can you receive the message needed for you to take action. In other words, when you've understood the purpose of the feeling, it may say, like, for example, I always say anxiety. Anxiety can serve to make you aware that you're being nervous over nothing and worry doesn't help anything, right? Or anxiety might invite you to start taking action. Most of the time when we feel anxious, we want to do something, but we don't feel we can't. And so anxiety says, stop what you're doing and do something different. Because all feelings are powerful and purposeful. You've just got to ask what their positive intention is. And I want you, as silly as this sounds, to talk to your feelings as if they're sitting right in front of you. Step seven. Ask them or it why it's showing up and what it needs you to know. That seems pretty simple, huh? Wait for the insight. Write it down. Step eight, final step. Write this all down and don't use your thinking mind to talk yourself out of the downloads and insights you have. Let them drop into your awareness and then ask, this is step eight, what next steps do I need to take? And if I wanted to add a step nine, I would say, do it. Guided action is always positive. It never guides you to take retribution or act out of anger. Karma is always playing a role in your life too, so remember that. And you want to create as much positive karma as you can. The more practice you get at this, the quicker you'll be able to recover emotionally, and the quicker you'll be able to create good karma for yourself. Remember, feelings don't exist to torture you. They exist to teach you. Always be a student and decide to take back control of your emotions and your emotional mastery by using them to help you grow. I wish you a blessed day, a wonderful week, and as always, live intuitively.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Therapist. If you like what you heard, the best compliment you can give us is to share this podcast with a friend. And be sure to give us some stars and a favorable review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in.